Chapter 5. Deaf Culture and Community. Understanding the unique aspects of Deaf Culture, Deaf Culture. E is a vibrant and diverse community with its own unique language, values, customs, and traditions. As you embark on your journey to learn American Sign Language, ASL, it's essential to develop a deep understanding and appreciation for the rich cultural heritage of the Deaf community. By immersing yourself in Deaf culture, you'll gain valuable insights that will enhance your language skills, broaden your perspectives, and enable you to build meaningful connections with Deaf individuals. One of the most fundamental aspects of Deaf culture is the recognition of deafness as a linguistic and cultural identity, rather than a disability. Deaf individuals take pride in their unique way of experiencing the world through visual communication and shared experiences. This positive perspective on deafness is a cornerstone of Deaf culture and shapes the community's values, norms, and traditions. A central element of Deaf culture is the use of ASL as the primary means of communication. ASL is a complex, visual-spatial language with its own grammar, syntax, and vocabulary, distinct from spoken English. The language is deeply intertwined with Deaf cultural identity, serving as a powerful tool for self-expression, storytelling, and the transmission of cultural knowledge across generations. Deaf culture also places a strong emphasis on collectivism and community involvement. Deaf individuals often have close-knit social networks and actively participate in Deaf organizations, clubs, and events. These gatherings provide opportunities for socialization, information sharing, and cultural celebration, fostering a sense of belonging and solidarity within the community. Storytelling and humor are highly valued in Deaf culture, serving as a means of entertainment, education, and cultural preservation. Deaf individuals often use a variety of storytelling techniques, such as ASL poetry, personal narratives, and visual vernacular, to share their experiences, express their creativity, and pass on cultural traditions. Humor, particularly visual humor and wordplay, is also an integral part of Deaf cultural expression and social interaction. Another important aspect of Deaf culture is the concept of Deaf space, which refers to the physical and social environments designed to accommodate the unique communication and accessibility needs of Deaf individuals. Deaf space includes elements such as clear sight lines, well-lit spaces, and the use of visual alerts and technology. Creating and maintaining deaf-friendly environments is crucial for promoting inclusion, accessibility, and equal participation in all aspects of life. To deepen your understanding of deaf culture, consider the following strategies. Attend deaf cultural events, such as ASL poetry nights, deaf film festivals, and community gatherings, to immerse yourself in the language and culture. Read books, articles, and online resources written by Deaf authors to gain insights into the history, experiences, and perspectives of the Deaf community. Engage in conversations with Deaf individuals and listen to their stories, experiences, and cultural knowledge. Be respectful, open-minded, and willing to learn from their unique perspectives. Learn about the history of Deaf education, including the impact of oralism, the Milan Conference of 1880, and the Deaf President Now movement at Gallaudet University in 1988. Understanding the struggles and triumphs of the Deaf community will provide valuable context for appreciating Deaf culture. Explore the works of prominent Deaf artists, actors, and activists, such as Chuck Baird, Niall DeMarco, and Marley Matlin, to see how they have contributed to the visibility and advancement of Deaf culture in mainstream society. As you deepen your understanding of Deaf culture, it's important to approach the community with respect, humility, and a genuine desire to learn. Recognize that you are a guest in the deaf community and that building trust and rapport takes time and effort. Be patient with yourself as you navigate the complexities of deaf culture and ASL, and be open to feedback and guidance from deaf individuals. Remember that deaf culture is not a monolith, and there is diversity within the community based on factors such as race, ethnicity, age, and regional differences. Embrace the opportunity to learn from the rich tapestry of experiences and perspectives within the deaf community, and celebrate the unique contributions of each individual. By developing a deep understanding and appreciation for deaf culture, you'll not only enhance your ASL skills but also broaden your worldview and become a more empathetic and effective communicator. Embracing deaf culture will enrich your personal and professional life, opening doors to new friendships, collaborations, and opportunities for growth as you continue your journey into the deaf community. Remember that learning about deaf culture is a lifelong process. Stay curious, stay humble, and stay committed to being an ally and advocate for the deaf community. By doing so, you'll not only deepen your own understanding and appreciation for this vibrant culture but also contribute to creating a more inclusive and accessible world for all. The importance of deaf identity and pride. Deaf identity and pride are essential components of the deaf community, shaping the way individuals perceive themselves and interact with the world around them. As you learn American Sign Language, ASL, and engage with the deaf community, it's crucial to understand and respect the importance of deaf identity and pride, as they are deeply intertwined with the language, culture, and experiences of deaf individuals. At its core, deaf identity is a sense of belonging to a unique cultura, L and linguistic community, one that shares a common language, ASL, history, and set of values. Deaf individuals often view their deafness not as a disability, but as a natural part of human diversity. Much like race, ethnicity, or sexual orientation. This perspective is known as the cultural model of deafness, which emphasizes the rich traditions, art, literature, and social norms that have developed within the deaf community over generations. Deaf pride, in turn, is the celebration and affirmation of this cultural identity. It involves embracing one's deafness as a positive and integral part of oneself, rather than viewing it as a deficiency or something to be fixed. Deaf pride is often expressed through participation in deaf community events, advocacy for deaf rights, and the sharing of deaf stories and experiences. One of the most powerful manifestations of deaf pride is the use of ASL itself. For many deaf individuals, ASL is not just a means of communication, but a source of identity and pride. The language has its own unique grammar, storytelling traditions, and creative expressions, such as poetry and performance art. By learning and using ASL, you are not only acquiring a new language skill but also demonstrating respect for the deaf community and its cultural heritage. Another important aspect of deaf identity and pride is the recognition of deaf history and the struggles faced by the community over time. Deaf individuals have long fought for their right to access education, employment, and public services in their native language. They have also resisted attempts by the hearing world to suppress sign language use and promote oralism, a method that emphasizes speech and lip reading over signing. By understanding and acknowledging this history, you can appreciate the resilience and strength of the deaf community. As you interact with deaf and diva duals, it's essential to approach the topic of deaf identity and pride with sensitivity and respect. Here are some guidelines to keep in mind. Gamaco avoid viewing deafness as a disability or something that needs to be fixed. Instead, recognize it as a natural part of human diversity. Gamaco use ASLW. He never possible, as it demonstrates your respect for the language and culture of the deaf community. Gamaco be open to learning about deaf history, art, and traditions, and attend deaf community events when invited. Gamaco support deaf-led organizations and initiatives that promote deaf rights and access to education, employment, and public services. Gamaco encourage the use of ASL and the hiring of deaf individuals in your workplace or community, creating a more inclusive and accessible environment for all. By embracing and celebrating deaf identity and pride, you can foster a deeper connection with the deaf community and contribute to a more inclusive and equitable society. Remember that learning ASL is not just about acquiring language skills, but also about understanding and appreciating the rich cultural heritage of the deaf community. As you continue your ASL journey, take the time to learn from deaf individuals and their experiences. Read deaf literature, watch deaf films and documentaries, and attend deaf community events whenever possible. By immersing yourself in the language and culture of the deaf community, you'll gain a more nuanced understanding of deaf identity and and develop a greater appreciation for the diversity and resilience of this vibrant community. Exploring deaf art, literature, and entertainment. Deaf art, literature, and entertainment are vibrant and diverse expressions of deaf culture, offering unique perspectives and experiences that enrich the lives of both deaf and hearing individuals. By exploring these creative outlets, we can gain a deeper appreciation for the talents, struggles, and triumphs of the deaf community and broaden our understanding of the world around us. Visual art has long been a powerful medium for deaf artists to express their identities, experiences, and perspectives. Deaf artists often incorporate elements of ASL, deaf culture, and their personal experiences into their work, creating pieces that are both visually striking and deeply meaningful. One of the most prominent forms of deaf art is DAVIA or deaf view, image art. This artistic movement, which emerged in the 1980s, seeks to express the deaf experience through visual means, often using bold colors, striking contrasts, and symbolic imagery. DAVIA artists such as Betty G. Miller, Chuck Baird, and Nancy Rourke have created powerful works that explore themes of identity, oppression, and the celebration of deaf culture. In addition to visual art, deaf literature has also flourished, with deaf writers creating works that capture the complexities and nuances of the deaf experience. Deaf poets, such as Clayton Valley and Ella Mae Lentz, have developed a unique form of ASL poetry that incorporates the visual and spatial aspects of the language to create stunning and evocative performances. Deaf playwrights and storytellers, such as Willie Conley and Bernard Bragg, have also made significant contributions to the literary world, creating works that explore the challenges and joys of life as a deaf person. These stories often address themes of identity, communication, and the struggle for acceptance and equality in a hearing-centric world. In recent years, deaf theater has gained increasing recognition and popularity, with deaf actors and directors bringing their unique perspectives and talents to the stage. Deaf West Theater, a Los Angeles-based company, has produced acclaimed productions of plays such as Spring Awakening and Big River, which incorporate ASL and spoken English to create a truly inclusive and immersive theatrical experience. Deaf filmmakers and actors have also made significant strides in the entertainment industry, creating films and television shows that authentically represent the deaf experience. Movies like Children of a Lesser God, and Sound of Metal have brought deaf characters and stories to mainstream audiences, while deaf-led projects like Deaf U and Audible offer intimate and nuanced portrayals of deaf life. The rise of social media and online platforms has also provided new opportunities for deaf artists and content creators to share their work and connect with audiences around the world. Deaf YouTubers, such as Ricky Pointer and Jessica Kellgren Fossard, have built large followings by creating engaging and informative videos that educate viewers about deaf culture, accessibility, and the deaf experience. As a beginner exploring deaf art, literature, and entertainment, there are many ways to engage with and support these creative expressions of deaf culture. Start by seeking out works by deaf artists, writers, and filmmakers, and take the time to appreciate the unique perspectives and experiences they bring to their craft. Attend deaf film festivals, art exhibits, and theater productions to immerse yourself in the rich tapestry of deaf creative expression. Many of these events offer accessible accommodations, such as ASL interpretation or captioning, making them welcoming and inclusive for both deaf and hearing attendees. When engaging with deaf art in D media, it's essential to approach these works with an open mind and a willingness to learn. Take time to research the cultural context and symbolism behind the pieces you encounter, and seek out discussions and commentary from deaf individuals to deepen your understanding and appreciation. Insider supporting deaf artists and content creators directly by purchasing their work, attending the IR performances, or subscribing to their channels and platforms. By investing in the deaf creative community, you help to ensure that these vital expressions of deaf culture can continue to thrive and reach new audiences. As you explore deaf art, literature, and entertainment, be mindful of the importance of representation and authenticity. Prioritize works created by deaf individuals themselves, as they offer the most genuine and nuanced portrayals of the deaf experience. When discussing or sharing these works with others, take care to credit the deaf artists and creators involved and to respect the cultural context in which their work is grounded. Ultimately, engaging with deaf art, literature, and entertainment is an enriching and transformative experience that offers a window into the vibrant and resilient culture of the deaf community. By supporting and celebrating these creative expressions, we can foster greater understanding, empathy, and connection between deaf and hearing individuals, and work towards a more inclusive and equitable world for all participating in DeafCo. MMUNITY events and organizations. Immersing yourself in the deaf community is an essential part of our journey as an American Sign Language (ASL) learner. Participating in deaf community events and organizations not only provides opportunities to practice and improve your signing skills, but also allows you to gain a deeper understanding and appreciation of deaf culture. By engaging with the community, you'll form meaningful connections, broaden your perspectives, and truly experience the richness and diversity of the deaf world. One of the best ways to get involved in the deaf community is by attending local deaf events. These events can range from informal social gatherings, such as deaf coffee meetups or game nights, to larger organized events like deaf festivals, art exhibitions, and theatrical performances. Attending these events gives you the chance to interact with native ASL users in a relaxed and authentic setting, allowing you to practice your signing skills and learn new vocabulary and expressions. When attending deaf events, it's important to remember that you are a saint in the community. Approach the experience with an open mind, a willingness to learn, and a respect for deaf culture and communication norms. Don't be afraid to introduce yourself and let people know W that you are an ASL student. Many deaf individuals are happy to support and encourage learners who show a genuine interest in their language and culture. Another valuable way to participate in the deaf community is by joining deaf organizations or clubs. Many cities and regions have local deaf advocacy groups, sports teams, or hobby-based clubs that welcome hearing individuals who are learning ASL. Joining these organizations provides a structured way to engage with the community, learn about upcoming events, and connect with other ASL students and deaf individuals who share your interests. In addition to local organizations, there are also national and international deaf associations that you can get involved with. The National Association of the Deaf, NAD, in the United States, for example, is a prominent advocacy organization that works to promote the civil rights and quality of life for deaf and hard of hearing individuals. Becoming a member of organizations like the NAD can keep you informed about important issues affecting the deaf community and provide opportunities to support and participate in advocacy efforts. Volunteering is another excellent way to get involved in the deaf community while making a positive impact. Many deaf schools, community centers, and non-profit organizations rely on the support of volunteers to carry out their missions. By offering your time and skills, you can contribute to the community while gaining valuable experience and building relationships with deaf individuals. Volunteer opportunities might include tutoring deaf children, assisting with community events, or providing administrative support to deaf-led organizations. As you participate in deaf community events and organizations, it's crucial to approach the experience with a spirit of humility and a desire to learn. Remember that you are not just learning a language but also engaging with a distinct cultural group with its own history, values, and social norms. Take time to observe and listen, ask questions when appropriate, and be open to feedback and guidance from deaf individuals. It's also important to be mindful of the power dynamics and privilege that exist between hearing and deaf individuals. As a hearing person learning ASL, you have the ability to move between the hearing and deaf worlds. While many deaf individuals may face barriers and discrimination in the hearing-dominant society, be aware of these dynamics and strive to be an ally and advocate for the deaf community in your interactions and actions. One way to show your allyship is by supporting deaf-led initiatives and businesses. Seek out deaf-owned restaurants, art galleries, or other enterprises in your area and patronize them. Attend events and performances that showcase deaf talent and creativity. By supporting the deaf community economically and socially, you demonstrate your commitment to the community's empowerment and self-determination. As you become more involved in the deaf community, you may also have the opportunity to take on leadership roles or contribute your skills in meaningful ways. For example, you might be asked to serve on the board of a deaf organization, help organize a community event, or provide interpretation services for a deaf hearing interaction. These experiences can be both challenging and rewarding, allowing you to grow as an ASL user and ally while making a tangible difference in the community. Participating in deaf community events and organizations is an ongoing process that requires dedication, patience, and a willingness to step outside your comfort zone. It may feel intimidating at first, especially if you are still developing your signing skills, but remember that the deaf community is generally welcoming and supportive of those who show a genuine interest in their language and culture. As you continue to engage with the community, you'll find that your language skills improve, your cultural understanding deepens, and your connections with deaf individuals grow stronger. You may even discover new passions, perspectives, and opportunities that you never expected. being an ally and advocate for the deaf community. Being an ally and advocate for the deaf community is a critical aspect of learning American Sign Language, ASL, and immersing yourself in deaf culture. As a hearing individual engaging with THE deaf community, it's essential to recognize the historical oppression, discrimination, and barrier that deaf individuals have faced and continue to encounter in various aspects of life. By actively advocating for deaf rights, accessibility, and inclusion, you can play a vital role in promoting positive change and fostering a more equitable society for all. One of the most fundamental ways to be an ally is to educate yourself about deaf history, culture, and the challenges faced by the deaf community. Take the time to learn about the historical events that have shaped deaf experiences, such as the Milan Conference of 1880, which banned sign language in deaf education, or the Deaf President's Now movement at Gallaudet University in 1988, which fought for deaf leadership in deaf institutions. Understand the cultural values, norms, and traditions that are integral to the deaf community, CH, as the importance of eye contact, visual communication, and shared experiences. By gaining a deeper understanding of deaf perspectives and experiences, you'll be better equipped to advocate for the IR rights and needs. As an ally, it's crucial to recognize and challenge the societal barriers and inequities that deaf individuals face in various domains, such as education, employment, healthcare, and access to information and services. Advocate for the provision of qualified ASL interpreters in settings where they are needed, such as medical appointments, legal proceedings, or educational environments. Support deaf-led initiatives and organizations that work towards promoting deaf rights, empowerment, and self-determination. Use your privilege and voice to raise awareness about deaf issues among hearing individuals and to challenge misconceptions or stereotypes about deaf people. In your personal interactions with deaf individuals, practice allyship by being respectful, open-minded, and willing to learn. Don't assume that all deaf people have the same experiences or preferences. Instead, take the time to listen to their individual stories and perspectives. Be mindful of communication barriers and work collaboratively to find effective ways to bridge them, whether through writing, typing, or using interpreters when necessary. Respect the autonomy and agency of deaf individuals, and avoid patronizing or helping in ways that undermine their independence or decision-making. As an ASL learner, you can also advocate for the recognition and promotion of ASL as a legitimate language in its own right. Support efforts to increase ASL instruction in schools, universities, and community settings, and encourage hearing individuals to learn ASL as a means of fostering greater understanding and connection with the deaf community. Participate in events, workshops, or campaigns that celebrate ASL and deaf culture, such as Deaf Awareness Week or ASL Poetry Slams. By actively promoting the value and beauty of ASL, you contribute to breaking down barriers and fostering a more inclusive society. Another important aspect of being an ally is to amplify deaf voices and perspectives in various contexts. When discussing deaf-related issues or making decisions that impact the deaf community, ensure that deaf individuals are involved and have a leading role in the conversation. Support deaf artists, writers, filmmakers, and other creators by attending their events, purchasing airworks, and promoting their talents. Share articles, videos, or social media posts created by deaf individuals to help spread their messages and insights to a wider audience. By using your platform and influence to elevate deaf voices, you contribute to a more diverse and representative public discourse. To further develop your skills as an ally and advocate, consider the following actions. GAMMACO attend DAF-led workshops or training sessions on allyship and advocacy to deepen your understanding of effective strategies and best practices. GAMMACO collaborate with DAF-led organizations or initiatives on projects or events that promote DAF rights, accessibility, or cultural awareness. GAMMACO encourage your workplace, school, or community to provide ESL classes and to implement policies and practices that are inclusive of deaf individuals. GAMMACO speak up against discrimination, prejudice, or insensitive comments directed towards deaf individuals or the deaf community as a whole. GAMMACO continuously reflect on your own biases, assumptions, and privileges, and be open to feedback and growth in your allyship journey.